This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. While many in New Mexico are experiencing economic hardship during the pandemic, a new study released today focused on its impact on Hispanic families. The results show widespread pay cuts, layoffs, and small savings accounts depleted. While some have turned to unemployment or federal stimulus money to get by, undocumented immigrants are not eligible for those supports. As KUNM's Nash Jones reports, New Mexico lawmakers are asking the state's congressional delegation to work to include undocumented immigrants in the next round of federal relief.
A survey released Tuesday by the national research firm Latino Decisions showed that one in five Hispanic families in New Mexico had someone in their home lose a job due to COVID-19. And for those who kept their jobs, about half saw their hours or pay reduced. A similar amount were working essential jobs, often for low pay, and more than half of the immigrants in the study were doing that frontline work. Santa Fe Mayor Alan Weber spoke during the press conference that announced the survey's findings.
What the data from this study say to me is that those who are among the most essential in our community are also the most vulnerable.
The study, commissioned by several local immigrant and child advocacy organizations, also found around half of Hispanic families in New Mexico had less than $1,000 in savings, and about a third had already burned through it. Weber is one of 45 local elected officials who signed on to a letter urging New Mexico's congressional delegation to push for the next federal coronavirus relief package to include eligibility for all New Mexicans, regardless of immigration status. Public-private partnerships in the states of California and Connecticut have provided one-time direct payments to some undocumented residents. For KUNM, I'm Nash Jones.
For more information on the study, visit KUNM.org.